So this week, this one took me a little while to track down, and I don't know anything about it. I guess this is your chance to tell me about a thing. Is you mentioned to me a while ago about the magnet, and it took me a while to find it. So what the heck is the magnet?
Oh, The Magnet, I think, is a movie. I was reading a book on John Lennon. And in 1950, I think it was, they did a filming in Liverpool when John Lennon would have been about 10 years old. They did filming of The Magnet in Liverpool. And I thought it would be interesting to see what Liverpool looked like.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he was in it as a kid or
No, no,
something.
no, no, no. He wasn't in it as a kid. But it mentions in that book how he just loved The Magnet. And I also noticed that it had Edward Fox as a child star in it. Edward Fox is a famous British actor who I knew as an adult actor. I was amazed to hear that, again, he was about 10 years old, I think, in this movie. And I thought it would be interesting to see what did Liverpool look like 5 years after the end of World War II, because there would have been bombing and all sorts of things. Liverpool would have been bombed just as much as England, as London, I'm sure. So I just thought, when I was reading the book, I said, gee, I wonder what that's all about. And I read a little history on it. I don't really remember what the details of it were, but it interested me enough to say, I'd like to see that someday.
Yeah, and I guess since I don't know anything about it, yeah, that's all news to me, but I did find it.
The other thing I was imagining too, when I was reading this biography on John Lennon, I could just imagine a bunch of those kids in Liverpool. Because times were different then. Kids just were all over the place. So, they never stayed at home. They'd be roaming the streets. And I can imagine the whole community of children being so excited that a movie was being filmed in their vicinity. And they were probably all hanging around there and got up every morning and went to the set and hung around. And probably the people who were making the movie were probably thinking, damn, I wish those kids would get the hell out of here and get the hell home. But that would be such a exciting thing to do, which you hardly hear about anything like that nowadays with kids. And yeah, I'd like to see it and imagine myself as being one of those kids who would have been just hanging around watching all that stuff unfold. Wow, what a thrill.
And I mean, it's still kind of cool as an adult. Like when I moved to Vancouver, I remember down the street from where I worked, I was a movie theater worker, and they were filming a Dane Cook movie. Not exactly exciting, but I'm just like, whoa. Like, I wonder when the movie comes out. And then there is like a scene in the movie where you recognize Burrard Street. And it's like, that's where they filmed that thing from the Dane Cook movie. I mean, it's still pretty cool. So yeah, I guess just the quick little the wiki rundown before we start this is just The Magnet is a 1950 British comedy film directed by Charles Friend. James Fox, is that the guy you were talking
Yeah.
about? James Fox in his first starring role, billed as William Fox. It was written by T.E.B. Clarke. A young Wallasey boy obtains a magnet by deception, leading to much confusion. When he is acclaimed as a hero, he is shamed by his own sense of guilt. Well, that's a weird little summary that means nothing. That doesn't, I think, well, doesn't exactly give away the plot. But all right, The Magnet, 1950.
Must you puff like that all over the toast?
Nearly done. Right, now try again.
And here comes my egg. Miraculous.
Oh, Mummy, you've gone and spoiled it. Have I, dear? Well, so you get that mess out of the way before Mrs. Beale arrives, so you'll have her giving me notice.
You can see that it works, though, can't you?
Certainly does.
Do you know that when a dog's near a bell when it rings, it makes him thirsty?
Where on earth do you get that from?
I don't know. I just know.
So that was definitely a little taste of Liverpool.
I thought that was a really sweet little story.
Yeah, it really wasn't bad. I really do think the only thing is, like, it would have been a great episode of a TV show. It's just, even as a movie, it's quite short. It's only 1 hour 15 minutes, but they were really, like, just stretching their hardest. But yeah, like if that had been like in an anthology show and that had been the plot, because it was kind of clever even that, I mean, it was weird turns of events, but this kid kind of bamboozles another kid out of this magnet, which was even the magnet was neat to
Here
see.
we go. And the people of Merseyside.
Because yeah, as far as
And look at the name of the tramp, Seamus Mornaf Osag. Well,
that
that
like
sounds pretty Gaelic.
Yeah, as far as that local color goes, yeah, like there was a lot of stuff that I'm sure if we went to Liverpool, we would recognize probably still to this day. I'm sure some of those buildings and the waterfront and stuff is probably somewhat like that. But yeah, once the kids showed up toward the end, man, like they were not actors. They were some Liverpool kids. Everything got 200% more Liverpudlian all of a sudden.
They were really convincing.
Yeah.
Little actors. And you could just imagine them being real street toughs.
Even that, I guess, is like, I mean, we always say this about British stuff, that it's just generally better. So even something like this that is clearly like a very light children's movie you might take your kid to go see on Sunday afternoon or something, still like better than the American version would be, you know? Like it still just had a little more, like a couple of moments in it were really quite harrowing almost of like, so basically what happens is this kid sees another kid who has a magnet, and it's like one of the old horseshoe magnets, which I was looking up. Apparently the 50s was the last decade those were really a thing. But he's like, oh man, trade me for the magnet. And he like bamboozles the kid with like an invisible watch nonsense, essentially steals this kid's magnet. And then that leads to just like a series of events of all this weird stuff happens that leads to this kid basically being on the run because he thinks everybody's out to chase him down because he stole this magnet.
Well, and he thinks that the child died.
Yeah, that part really got me.
He thinks that because he had been around somebody with scarlet fever and he was being isolated. His parents had isolated him and he met this kid on the beach, stole the magnet. And then later he hears the grandmother on the train saying about the poor little thing had died and laid out straight. And he thinks it's the child has died because he gave him the scarlet fever. And it was actually the woman's bird.
Right. But. Yeah, because even the way they describe it, like that's a good example of something that is just more harsh in British stuff. Where, yeah, she's just talking about like, I don't mind admitting that I cried as I was next to his dead body. And like, I just don't think you'd say the words dead body in a light movie like this if it was North America. And then when he meets these like basically almost street urchin kids or like latchkey kids at the end, they are just doing this silly crap of like trying to walk across an unfinished wharf. And like, because we used to do that here with the train bridge. Like, I dare you to walk across the train bridge. Oh, the train's coming, whatever. And one of the kids falls off. And he doesn't fall into the water. He, like, whacks himself onto, like, a pallet. And his, like, just limp corpse is lying face down in the water. And the kid's got to go down and rescue him. And even just that image of his limp body falling.
And,
like,
of course, the
harsh.
Tide is coming in.
Yeah.
And when the other kids, their first instance is, he tells them to get some help. But their first inclination is to run away.
Yeah.
Just get out of there.
But yeah, so I mean, it was light fare, but it wasn't bad. And yeah, it was only, I guess, like when they really had to stretch it and they started like focusing on the parents and stuff. It's like, yeah. Who cares? Which speaking of, yeah, like I don't know this actor, but you do because you're more versed in British stuff. James Fox. So yeah, the first role of James Fox. And yeah, you can just tell he's obviously by far the best part of the movie. He was really good. And it's interesting. I just looked him up and it's like, oh, here's what he looks like now. Here's what he looks like in this 1950 movie. And it's so weird to see someone when they're like 8 years old and now when they're like 80 years old. And it's like, yeah, but that's him. Same guy.
Oh, yeah, he's the same guy. But the parent part was a little draggy, but it was kind of cute when the father's a psychiatrist and he's trying to explain to his wife why the boy seems to be so bothered and acting so strangely. Of course, they have no idea that he believes that he's killed somebody and the cops are up to get him. So the father says all these things about, oh, he's having trouble separating from his mother and the fact that he's now in long pants and he's facing adulthood and he just can't cope with it. I mean, that was all quite a joke, right? Quite interesting, too.
And also, I guess I like, maybe this is partially because it's older, but that there was more of a sense of, it's kind of like how Leave It to Beaver was kind of this way, too, of just like an actual, like the way kids really kind of act, you know, like that they don't sanitize it too much. Like in the example of this kid, where the mom thinks that he, you know, he's all attached and he can't cut the apron strings. But he's like, nah, like I'll go out and do whatever. What do you need? Oh, you hurt your ankle? I heard that, you know, in Africa, they smush up bugs and grind beetles up and rub it on. And she's like, that's okay. And he's like, I just thought it'd be fun to go smush up a bunch of beetles, you know? Like,
but he's also trying to avoid going out. And she has no idea because in his world, he's a murderer. And he even tells those kids when he meets the street urchins later on, the first thing out of his mouth is, what are the cops looking for here? I'm a murderer. And of course, they're so impressed. They're willing to do anything for him, hide him out, rescue him, feed him.
They'll lock you up. Gotta protect you.
And the child acting in it is excellent. There's no precociousness or overplaying the child part and making the child feel really important. These kids are just so realistic, all of them. They're great.
Yeah, even just like weird stuff, because it's like the kind of thing you wouldn't think about because it's been so long since we've been kids, but the kind of weird crap that you probably would do as a kid, like when the mom is trying to, is afraid that her son is all like, oh, gotta go help my little like shrinking violet of a son. But meanwhile, he's on the weird like mantelpieces around their ancient ass, British house. And he's just trying to make his way all the way around the edge of the room.
Edges of the room without touching the floor.
Yeah. And he's like crouched on a mantelpiece. And she's like, can't you go do this thing for me? And he's like, I'd really rather keep trying to do this. Like this weird, stupid, pointless thing that makes no sense. But
when he's going off to school and his father's taking him to the train and she's kissing him goodbye and she keeps insisting on kissing him on the cheeks and he's just so embarrassed, don't do that. We're out in the light. Somebody might see you. Then he says to the dog, though, he starts kissing the dog on the way out. Yeah. I'll miss you. You take care of yourself, buddy. And kiss, 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 kiss. Very, very realistic kid responses to things.
If we did somehow end up in Liverpool, we'd have to try to do the magnet tour, go track down where the locations were for the filming and go see them and see what they still look like. Because people do that all the time with more famous movies and stuff.
And where those street urchins were just out and about in the field and playing cricket. Right. With these fake bats. But you could imagine kids who were growing up in Liverpool at the time, if that filming was going on, oh yeah, they'd be out and about too. They have to check all that out and hanging around and seeing how everything was done and probably jumping in the back like a biscuit trucks, just like this kid did.
It's weird too, because we just have in Canada, we have a bit of that crossover with England, like not a ton, but more so than the United States does. So it just makes me think of stuff like the Dandy book, and like Izzy Skint was one of the characters. Izzy Skint, he is, which I don't even think I knew that pun, what that meant when I was a kid. But that, he's always like running around the neighborhood and like he installed a spring on someone's gate door and put a bunch of rotten tomatoes in it and Dennis the Menace type stuff. But that's what I feel like with this is like, oh, yeah, it's like the Dandy book. It's just like English shenanigans. And it was kind of neat too that they threw in that one of the kids was an Asian kid, because there's obviously a huge Asian population there too, so they're like, hey, let's represent a little. Or maybe that was even just another case of that they clearly just picked some locals. So yeah, maybe he was just one of the locals.
Great little movie. I very much enjoyed it.
Yeah,
well done. Well done.
Well, here's a nice little thing I can toss right at the end. Just out of curiosity, I guess I should have checked here earlier, is archive.org, which is, it's supposed to be for public domain stuff, but a lot of times people put copyrighted things on there if no one remembers it, And I was just thinking like, the magnet seems like the kind of thing maybe people don't remember. So yeah, if you go to archive.org and you search Magnet 1950, third result, The Magnet by Charles Friend. So there you go. If anybody heard this and they're curious about the movie that John Lennon liked when he was a kid, it's on archive.org. So yeah, it's not as hard to find as I thought it was. That's good. That's a bonus.